Week 13, Saturday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from far, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. Psalm 131. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm for ever. Psalm 131 continued. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. if they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Sion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place for ever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe their priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower, I will prepare a lamp for my anointed, I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm forever. Come, consider the works of the Lord. He has done wonderful deeds on the earth. A reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 11. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go forth to battle, David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they ravished the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. It happened, late one afternoon, when David arose from his couch and was walking upon the roof of the king's house, that he saw from the roof a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful. And David sent and inquired about the woman. And one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" So David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. Now she was purifying herself from her uncleanness. Then she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, and she sent and told David, "I am with child." So David sent word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked how Joab was doing, and how the people fared, and how the war prospered. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." And Uriah went out of the king's house, and there followed him a present from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his own house. When they told David Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, "Have you not come from a journey? Why did you not go down to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah dwell in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open fields. Shall I then go to my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Remain here today also, and tomorrow I will let you depart." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. And David invited him, and he ate in his presence and drank, so that he made him drunk. And in the evening he went out to lie on his couch with the servants of his lord, but he did not go down to his house. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. In the letter he wrote, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest fighting, and then draw back from him, that he may be struck down and die." And as Joab was besieging the city, he assigned Uriah to the place where he knew there were valiant men. And the men of the city came out and fought with Joab, and some of the servants of David among the people fell. Uriah the Hittite was slain also. When the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah her husband was dead, she made lamentation for her husband. And when the mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife, and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. Responsory based on 2 Samuel 12. You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your own. Why have you despised the word of the Lord, and done what is evil in his sight? I am the Lord God who brought you out from the land of Egypt. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery. Why have you despised the word of the Lord, and done evil in his sight? A reading from the instruction of St. Cyril of Jerusalem to catechumens. If anyone here is a slave of sin, let him prepare himself as promptly as possible through faith for the new birth into the freedom of God's adopted children. Let him lay aside the wretched slavery of his sins and take on the blessed slavery of the Lord, and so be counted worthy to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Put off by confession your old nature, which is being destroyed by its deceitful desires, that you may put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge of its Creator. Acquire the guarantee and deposit of the Holy Spirit through faith, so that you can be welcomed into the eternal home. Come to the mystical seal, that you may be easily recognized by the Master. Be numbered among the holy and spiritual flock of Christ, to be set apart on his right hand and inherit the life prepared for you. Those who are still wearing the rough garment of their sins are on the left hand, because they have not come to the grace of God, which is given through Christ at the new birth of baptism. I'm not referring to a new physical birth, but to the spiritual rebirth of the soul. For our bodies are begotten by our natural parents, but our souls are begotten anew through faith. The Spirit blows where it wills. When your conscience is found to be free from all taint of hypocrisy, then, if you are worthy, you may hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If anyone present here should think of tempting God's grace, he is deluding himself. He does not know its power. Keep your soul free from hypocrisy because of him who searches mind and heart. The present is the season of confession. Confess what you have done in word or in deed, by night or by day. Confess at the acceptable time, and on the day of salvation receive the heavenly treasure. Purify yourself, that you may receive grace more abundantly. For though remission of sins is given equally to all, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is bestowed in proportion to each man's faith. If you have laboured little, you receive little, but if you have achieved much, the reward is great. You are running for yourself. Look to your own interest. If you have anything against any man, forgive it. You come here to receive forgiveness of sins, and you must also grant it to him who has sinned against you. Responsory from Proverbs 28. He who conceals his fault will not prosper. He who confesses and renounces them will find mercy. If we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins. He who confesses and renounces them will find mercy. Let us pray. Lord God, since by the adoption of grace you have made us children of the light, do not let false doctrine darken our minds, but grant that your light may shine within us, and we may always live in the brightness of truth. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.